At the war crimes trial in The Hague today, the state of Slobodan Milosevic's health overshadowed testimony by his former close aide. Doctors have found that Milosevic risks a heart attack, a situation that could further prolong a trial that had already been expected to take 2 years. But NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports that the former Yugoslavian leader would have nothing to do with the court's attempt to help.
The tribunal had ordered Milosevic be subjected to a medical examination after he suffered 2 bouts of the flu earlier this year. Today, Judge Richard May read the report's description of the defendant.
As a man with severe cardiovascular risk, which demand careful future monitoring, the authors recommend that his workload be reduced and that additional medical treatment by a cardiologist is most advisable.
One of the 3 judges, Patrick Robinson, suggested that Milosevic, who's been acting as his own lawyer, appoint a legal associate to share the burden of cross-examination.
Your health is a matter of very great concern to me as a member of the trial chamber.
Through an interpreter, the defendant responded in his usual abrasive manner.
I do not recognize this court, and I have no intention of appointing counsel for a non-existent court.
Milosevic described the proceedings as a farce, and he said the only chance he has to reveal the truth is in cross-examination.
As for my health, I did not ask for any privileges, and I never asked you during these 6 months to take a single break. The fact that you ordered that I be examined and that you got a report is your problem now. It's not my problem.
Toward the end of today's session, a key prosecution witness returned to the stand. Rade Marković, former Serbian Secret Service chief, is serving a 1-year jail sentence in Belgrade for destroying secret police files. He's the first of the so-called insiders the prosecution hopes will ultimately prove Milosevic's responsibility for the Kosovo war crimes. Today, prosecutor Jeffrey Nice asked Marković how his department was funded. The witness testified that in 1998, special police units under his command needed anti-terrorist equipment and there weren't sufficient funds in the Serbian budget.
I had to address President Slobodan Milosevic, and an agreement was reached with him to obtain this money from the Federal Customs Administration.
The significance of this testimony is that an official of the Serbian Republic turned to the leader of the Yugoslav Federation, who legally did not have any authority over Serbian institutions. For the prosecution, this is the first building block on which it intends to prove that Slobodan Milosevic was ultimately responsible for everything that happened in Serbia and Kosovo. Marković is expected to return to the stand tomorrow before the court takes a month-long summer break. Sylvia Pajoli, NPR News, The Hague.